Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Live a Well-Designed Life. I'm your host Kiran Singh. First of all, I do apologize. I have been missing in action. I went to Norway to see my family, got back last week Friday, and then I've been away a little bit in London staying with family. So right now I'm just slowly getting back into my normal routine. Talking about routine, today's episode is all about how to create a meaningful daily routine and how it can help you improve your productivity, reduce stress, and increase your overall sense of well-being. So here I'm sharing some tips that you can create or how you can create a routine that works for you. Start with a plan. Take some time to think about what you want to accomplish each day. Make a list of tasks that you need to do and prioritize them according to importance. This will help you stay focused and avoid being and feeling overwhelmed. Establish a consistent wake-up time. Set a consistent wake-up time for yourself every day, even weekends. This will help establish a regular sleep schedule and ensure that you have enough time to complete your morning routine. Make time for exercise. Physical activity is important for both physical and mental health. Try to schedule at least 30 minutes of exercise in two-day daily routine, whether it's a workout at the gym, a walk around the block, or some yoga at home. What I do, I've been doing for the last 100 plus days, I do yoga and Pilates every single day. Been doing like yoga for about 2.5 months, and then I've been doing Pilates after that. And recently I started doing a 10-minute power Pilates workout in the morning. Then do a half an hour Pilates workout in the afternoon, and then I do a 7-minute intense abs workout in the evening. So I kind of get around 40-ish minutes, 40-45 minutes workout every day, which is really good. And honestly, I can feel the difference and I can see the difference. Hang on, I can't see the difference, but I can see it when I put my clothes on, that is a big difference. Next thing is schedule breaks. Taking regular breaks throughout the day can help you stay energized and focused. Schedule short breaks every hour or two to stretch your legs, grab a healthy snack, or take a quick walk. Now this is something I tend to do. I do go for a walk around lunchtime to my local park, and in between my so-called working hours, I will get up and stretch and do a little bit of like simple yoga stretches. Next one is plan your meals. Plan your meals ahead of time to ensure that you're eating a balanced diet and not skipping meals. This will help you stay energized and focused throughout the day. That is something I'm very particular about. I do plan my meals on a Friday. On Saturday, I'll go and buy my groceries. And then on Sunday, I'll prep my groceries. If I need to chop up the leeks or peel the garlic, whatever I need to do for the meals coming for the coming week, I'll do that up front. So I kind of have small rituals on Friday and Saturday and Sunday to make sure that when Monday comes, I'm all sorted when it comes to food. I know what I'm cooking, I know I have the ingredients, I need to start to cook and eat. Next thing is set aside time for relaxation. It's important to take time to relax and recharge each day. Whether it's reading a book, taking a bath, or meditating, schedule some time to each day to do something that helps you unwind. Now what I tend to do in the evening, I light a candle, I put on the fairy lights, play some calming music, I'll either read or I'll do my puzzle, or I'll just actually watch a little bit of YouTube. But when I do watch YouTube, it's more about, I do end up watching something that has to do with personal growth, or that will help me expand my mindset. So whatever works for you, do that. Last but not least, establish a bedtime routine. Just as it's important to establish a regular wake-up time, it's also important to establish a regular bedtime. Create a bedtime routine that helps you wind down and prepare for sleep, such as reading a book, taking a warm bath, practicing some gentle yoga, have a bedtime tea, etc, etc. Whatever works for you. And at the end of the day, you have to try out a few things to see if it actually works for you before you actually implement it. In the past, I've been looking at all these, you know, celebrities and all these big name people, the successful people, if you may, you know, how they start a day and how they end a day. So I started doing the same thing they did, but then I realized that my lifestyle is very different from their lifestyle. So some of those things didn't work. So now I know what works for me. I'll make sure I do that. So that becomes the part of my non-negotiable. So remember, creating a routine takes time and effort, but it can have a positive impact on your daily life. Be patient and keep experimenting until you find a routine that works for you. Well, this is it for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I know, short episode, but I'm hoping it'll inspire you to take some action. In the meantime, don't forget to download my free app on currencyinguk.com/app. Until next time, take care and bye for now.